This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. It's the DJV program. I was about to say this is Doug Steffens' good day. Old habits are hard to break. Jennifer Horn was a part of that scene, and now she's a part of a more important scene, the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here as well, very important part of this scene. Jay, unfortunately, is ill, probably out, and wanted to take care of herself, so she should just stay gone for the rest of the week and see if she can't get rid of whatever her problem is. The issue isn't COVID, though, and that's a good thing. Meanwhile, I have some very important news. You ladies ready for this?
Ready.
Ready.
I just posted this to my personal Facebook page and to the DJV show Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV show. According to today's Daily Squat, circuses are struggling to find new clowns as most of the top prospects continue to go into politics. Very serious problem, and they don't seem to be able to find a solution to it. So I thought you should know that, and then we could move on.
Good to know.
Yes, duly noted.
Yes, are you? Okay, thank you very much. Okay, now, back to school time. This week, next week, I was talking about my grandson going to school. Many of you have children and grandchildren going to school. This week, here in Framingham, it starts next week. It used to be that they waited till after Labor Day. What the big deal is about starting the week before Labor Day and then having to take 3 days off because of Labor Day, I haven't quite figured that out yet. And for whatever, there's a psychological thing about August and heat, isn't there? You remember
it's
when
hot
you were.
Month.
Yeah, August is hot. It's cooled off a little bit here in the east. There's a lot of the humidity and the heaviness. It doesn't seem to dissipate until sometimes well into September. Now, more and more they're building these schools. We have a $90 million school being completed here in Framingham, and it's completely air-conditioned. It's a new middle school. Imagine $90 million for a school. Does that seem to make sense even?
Spending I think we could do it for less. I think if we had the opportunity to bid, we could do it for less.
Well, they gave the contract lowest bidder, but it's the design and the, all of the accoutrements.
Imagine that, like, with everything new, there's a lot of environmental stuff that costs a lot of money that has to be put apart as part of any new structure.
Yeah. Okay, the National Park Service has reinstated the mask mandate. All visitors, all employees, all required, all have to have masks on inside the buildings. And if you're outdoors in crowded spaces, doesn't make any difference whether you're vaccinated or not. So is this the way the world is going? Are many private companies doing this? You know, they're relaxed because things get better. Now we have to go. I don't see, by the way, the world shutting down the way that it did.
No.
Even though there is, it just is not going to.
They're kind of different. I mean, the world is shutting down in certain ways that there are a lot of places, including some of the big cities like New York and San Francisco and Los Angeles, that are just going to stop serving unvaccinated people. Hmm. So instead of a shutdown, you are going to now put the plight of becoming a vaccine checker on small businesses that are trying to get by and serve food to people indoors.
Yeah, if I were running a small business, I wouldn't check. What are you going to do to me?
Well,
shut me down? No, I'm not going to do it.
Well, but depends where you are. That's exactly what can happen. You lose your liquor license. Mm-hmm. That's a huge, that's
a big
look
problem. At this story. I'll tell you what happened with Tin Horn Flats, which is this little bar in Burbank, California, near the studios. and a great little place, and they were shut down, harassed, the place was chained because they refused to shut down during all of this. They spent all of their money trying to come up with an outdoor patio system that would work so that they could do outdoor dining. And they did that, and then the county of Los Angeles shut them down again and said that outdoor dining is dangerous. And
that
so
was
they
dumb,
were
that was of all. I mean, there were a lot of dumb things that have happened in California.
That was on the top.
That's one. That was right up in the top three, I think. That
and
was just
so they
horrible.
They shut it down. They started putting chains in front of it. They arrested the owners 3 or 4 different times. So when the government wants to come for you, now they're out of business because they just got tired of fighting. And they fought for a long time. They fought for 6, 7, 8 months, but they can't fight the government. So now they're out of business.
We're using our tax dollars to put ourselves out of business.
It's easy to say we'll fight it, but, you know, can you?
Once again, we have the government, our government against us, and we aren't having our government go against the Chinese, who are responsible for this entire situation. We are still sitting on our hands.
In many ways, we're handing them huge wins with our drawdown in Afghanistan. We're handing them huge wins.
The Chinese are behind
the
scenes.
China and Russia were the only two congratulating the Taliban on their new, the government for the people. I mean, give me a break. Nobody chose that. Nobody chose the Taliban to be in charge. Nobody chose for them to take over the presidential palace or chose for them to block the airport so that all the people who are now in the country are just stuck there. No one chose that. But yet China's coming out saying, oh, this is a government for the people. It tells you all you need to know with one tweet.
I love China talking about a government for the people.
Crazy.
Tell us another joke, China.
Yeah. Well, but what are we doing again? What are we doing about it? We're not doing anything about it. We're sitting on
our hands.
We're
helping them.
Yeah.
we're helping them right now.
Right. And it just goes on and on and on and on. Meanwhile, back to school. Let's go back to that for a minute. The number of pictures on social media I have noticed, and I have a fairly broad spectrum. I don't know, I have about 4,000 followers on Facebook. And it's interesting to see how parents and grandparents are engaging in the back to school this year. I was talking about Miles going, he's wearing a mask at school, and but other than that, there are, I think that the great thing about kids is that they're so resilient. They can make the best out of any circumstance. All the parents are moaning and groaning about what happened to the kids last year. My grandson was fabulous with it, and I think most children were. They adapted one way or another. I think if they were really into it to begin with, and Miles is very social, he loves school, loves being around other youngsters his age. So I think that that's kind of a cool thing. But I've seen a couple of psychologists who are talking about the uncertainty of the parents. Leave the kids alone.
Oh, the parents are the worst part of this.
Oh, my God, leave them alone. Ugh. Let them find their own way. Don't be doing all this helicopter stuff. It just doesn't,
Then there's helicopter in the other sense, too. You know, there are parents that are showing up and rioting outside of schools because they don't want their kids to wear a mask. I mean, it's like they're just creating so much chaos where the kids wouldn't even care. Send the kids back to school, the kids can wear the mask, and that's it. Like, let them get an education.
This is my observation, anyway. There's an interesting book. I don't read many books, but I did come across this in the airport in Florida last week. It's called Magic Years. It's a book about the coming of age, if you will, in school, how negative experiences in your life as a parent are being repeated because you are raising the same issues without knowing it because of the stuff that Victoria was just talking about, in a sense. So you're interfering with your child's development, and you don't really know it. The idea is, we have real adverse circumstances right now. And that's what we're trying to figure out. We're trying to provide, as parents and grandparents, children with positive experiences that become sort of a source of strength. And overall, when you're older, you'll use it to overcome difficulties. We all can go back and look at how our parents raised us, and what we would do differently or what we would do that was the same. I don't know. Maybe sometimes it's instinctive. But you hear more and more about the stuff that comes back from parents, sort of the ghost of their parents. And if we don't think about it, we're passing this stuff along, and it's the worst thing you can do. Your children need to think for themselves. They need to learn how to think for themselves, not what to think, but how to think. And I don't know that you need a psychiatrist to tell them that. I think that you see pictures of mothers and their babies and how mothers sometimes they overdo their protective thing. Children need to be dropped on their head. Not literally, but you know what I'm saying.
That, I think we do need to teach critical thinking, and that is not being taught in schools right now.
We need to teach
what to think,
we're critical
what to think,
or
not how to think.
Exactly. That's my point. That's my point exactly. When did it start? When did all this? Here's something else that, when you think about parents and children, kids don't get any exercise today. There aren't any real school activities. Phys ed isn't in school like it was. And so when children go to school or walk to school or take a bus to school, how many of you see in your neighborhoods cars lined up outside the school at the closing of school or at the bus stop to take children maybe a quarter of a mile?
But I think a lot of times it's a safety issue for parents.
That's not where I am.
Well, I know, but Doug, you live in an area where houses cost $2 million. I mean, in the places, real places where people live, it's a concern. I mean, I'm not trying to make you seem out of touch, but, like, you're not going to be sending your kid to walk to school in my neighborhood or in the suburbs of Los Angeles.
So what are we creating then? What kind of a life for these children are we creating?
I have two things being true. You can have physical education, which is still most of the time being taught in school and should be prioritized by kids. But you've got to also have to be realistic about the threats to your child right now. They're there.
Absolutely. But to your point, though, you know, there was a story that came out last week. I think Axios did it on Little League, and Little League participation has been steadily declining. And it's just... because not enough kids want to play Little League anymore.
They want to play the damn games.
Yeah, it's video games, and it's indoor stuff. And we've got a lot of obese children in America. We just do.
18 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlic works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. August is National Black Business Month, a time to recognize, support, and celebrate black-owned businesses across the country. Bank of America's Summer 2021 Black Business Owner Spotlight found that more than 8 in 10 black entrepreneurs expect increased revenue in the year ahead, up from 5 in 10 this past fall. In addition, 94% of black business owners are committed to advocating for social change through their business. Here's A.J. Barkley, Bank of America Neighborhood Lending Executive.
Black small business owners are feeling optimistic about the year ahead while maintaining a focus on social change. When asked, 85% of black entrepreneurs say social justice issues have impacted their approach to running their business. At Bank of America, we are committed to steering the path forward from past injustices by investing directly in black communities and working with black business owners to ensure they have the tools, resources, and guidance they need to grow and succeed.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour now on the DJV program with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and thoughts that are trending here. Where's Hilaria Baldwin? Is she related to Ireland Baldwin? Who's Ireland Baldwin? Never heard of Ireland.
Ireland is Alec's oldest daughter.
Kid.
Yeah,
oh.
With Kim Basinger.
Ah.
The one who he so lovingly called You Little Pig, or whatever he called her on that
right.
Voicemail.
I remember I was in the Madison Square Garden in New York, I don't know, 20 years or so ago. It was a political thing, and Alec and his daughter walking around in shorts. I forgot what the deal, I'm trying to remember. I had a quick conversation with him, and I don't remember, but and I found him very interestingly disconnected. He disconnected from reality. I don't know whether the daughter seemed like she was okay, frankly. Anyway, so what's she doing? What's going on? Why? She's 25 years old now, right?
Yes. Well, I guess she's in the news because she got a new tattoo, and the tattoo resembles Kendall Jenner, and so it started trending that she got a tattoo of Kendall Jenner.
Yeah, weirdo.
So then she, yeah. So she said it had nothing to do with Kendall. She had to go onto her Instagram stories, and she said, my tattoo isn't Kendall Jenner. She's beautiful, though, so I'll take it.
Who's Kendall Jenner? Who's she? Who's she come from?
Kendall
Which
Jenner.
One of them?
Caitlyn Jenner's daughter.
I almost spit my water out.
I know.
One of the Kardashians' younger sisters. You know, there's the Kardashians, and then there's the two half.
Kendall and Kylie.
You got to have a scorecard to keep up with all these.
Well, not characters. Really. Kendall and Kylie are Bruce Jenner and Kris Jenner's two daughters. So so Kendall Jenner.
So what does he call Caitlyn now? Mother,
they
mom,
say
or dad?
No, they say dad. So Kendall is actually one of the highest paid supermodels in the world. And so that's why her image and likeness is very, you know, recognizable. But apparently Ireland Baldwin said this is actually an illustration that was done in the 60s. And then she shared a close-up of the tattoo. And it kind of looks more like a pinup kind of artist. But I guess a lot of people at first jumped on it and said, why did you get a tattoo of Kendall Jenner?
Answer this question, please. How do you...
This is like a, I feel like an information booth right now. Okay,
don't
go
all
ahead.
We do is answer questions?
I know, that's all we do.
Like Jen, what do we know about Afghanistan? Jen, what do we know about California? Victoria,
calm
who's
down,
Kendall Jenner?
Will you please? I want to know what it is. How do you reckon with your father changing into your mother? Or your father having
I think it's really tough. I've said it before.
Be
I feel sorry for them because it's got to be a grieving process where you lose your dad and you get... a mom, sort of, I guess, but it's definitely different, I would imagine.
Yeah. How do you, the man, he produced a sperm that got you to be a human being? What?
Well, in case you didn't know how that worked.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. An alligator has bitten the handler at a zoo, and apparently one of the people wandering around the zoo jumped in to help the handler. What's the story here? Where was this? This is trending all over the place.
This is trending right now. Yeah, this is a alligator who got, got wrangled in, but this handler got wrangled in by the alligator. She was trying to control the alligator, but instead the alligator got her, and some of the zoo guests jumped in. This was an employee at the Scales and Tails in Utah, and she was in charge of showing off one of the gators to paying customers. She got ensnared in the teeth of the alligator as it clamped down on her hand.
Inside?
Yeah, it barrel rolled her. What do you mean inside?
Well, was she even where the alligator was?
Yeah, because they were. She was trying to do a demonstration.
She's a handler.
With,
yeah.
Right. But the alligator chomps down on her hand and then barrel rolls her, and it looked like they were going to see her get eaten. And so some zoo guests, I guess a guy, Donnie Wiseman, threw himself into the mix and he jumped on the gator's back.
Wow,
and he was able to
brave.
Get it to stop rolling. I know.
Ride 'em, cowboy.
Jeez.
How in the world do you do that for a living? Who wakes up and says, I'm going to work with alligators?
Joe Exotic.
Yeah. Look where it got him, 28 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chair Bob Menendez, the Democrat from New Jersey, said Tuesday he will hold hearings into the flawed U.S. troop withdrawal of Afghanistan. Mr. Menendez is one of three top Democrats who head Senate committees who vowed to investigate the Afghanistan exit debacle. The Texas Supreme Court ruled Tuesday evening the state's House Democrats can be arrested if they don't attend the state capitol due to their efforts to stop voting integrity legislation. The court has already blocked lower court orders in Travis and Harris counties protecting the Democrats. Tropical Storm Grace hit Haiti Monday into Tuesday, complicating rescue efforts following Saturday's earthquake that left nearly 2,000 people dead, over 10,000 injured, and tens of thousands homeless. The rapidly growing Caldor Fire in Northern California prompted mandatory evacuation orders overnight as it burnt homes in and around the El Dorado County town of Grizzly Flats. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
So how does the world community deal with the Taliban regime in Afghanistan? Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Countries around Afghanistan are now working to figure out how best to deal with an impending Taliban government in a neighboring country. Pakistan's ambassador to the United Nations says that they need to be ready to engage with the Taliban and encourage an inclusive government in Afghanistan. Munir Akram tells Fox News that the international community should be ready to apply pressure on the Taliban.
We need to encourage an inclusive government in Kabul. And there too, I think the United States, Pakistan, and other countries are working in Doha as well as in Islamabad. We have a delegation of a number of non-Pashtun ethnic representatives mm-hmm. who have been meeting with our foreign minister and with our leadership in order to get an engagement with them and the Taliban in order to evolve a representative government.
The Space Force officer, Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer, who was removed from his command post for condemning Marxism and critical race theory, is leaving the force.
Service members are allowed to advocate for the revolutionary agenda, narrative, and cause, but to either disagree with talking points or ideas or to point out the partisanship is to have a finger wag back at you and to be accused of being politically partisan.
More on Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer can be heard on Epic Times. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
To the DJV program, where the host, Doug Steffen, asks the ladies of the day questions that they can't answer. It's a fabulous experience. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay is out. So, Radio 101, ladies, teaches me to ask questions of the audience or put the hosts in a position of... power. Well, what do you think, ladies? I think that's a good thing to do. Don't you ask, when you're in circumstances to have conversations with people, don't you ask them, hey, what do you think about this? You're very social, Victoria. You have your friends that go out to dinner all the time, go have cocktails, get sloshed at the bar. So, what's the story? You don't say, well, what do you think, Fred, about... the circumstance. What do you think about this fellow from South Carolina who won his second lottery prize in as many weeks? How about that? Actually, that is pretty cool.
You should buy a lottery ticket.
I did. I bought a bunch of lottery tickets.
Not you. He should. It was a joke. Because you know when you do something and it's lucky, you say, buy a lottery ticket. Well, he did. Twice.
This guy is from Grand Strand, South Carolina. $40,000 prize in July. $3 million.
11
the second
days
time
later.
Around.
I wonder how
it's all
often
within 11
that
days. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I had a friend who, who used to work at CRN, whose dad was a doctor, Malibu, nice house. They were not hurting for cash, and he won the lottery twice. Wow. And my aunt also won the lottery twice, but it was much smaller drawing. She won like $5,000 or $6,000 or $7,000. But she did win twice as well. So,
but if you like are a doctor with a nice house in Malibu, why are you playing the lottery?
Because it's fun. You like to gamble.
Yeah. So this
I'm not a gambler. I guess I don't.
This, these were Mega Millions.
As I say this from my apartment, I should probably be playing the lottery. But
right.
It's an investment in your future.
So he went to the same gas station in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, USA gas station. He did quick picks. He didn't do numbers. Yeah. I usually play
that
the same
That is really
numbers.
Surprising. Yeah. If you're, because quick picks don't come up nearly as much as when people choose their own numbers. So to win twice in 11 days and to basically win, $40,000 and then $3 million, this guy is really, really lucky.
Lucky.
System.
The odds of winning this kind of dough are 1 in 13 million. According to the South Carolina.
You can't be that smart since we're talking about it. See, this is what you, if you win the lottery, don't
you keep
tell
it to yourself.
Well, he's anonymous. Yeah. We don't know his name. They won't release his name.
Got
All right, let's move up to North Carolina from South Carolina. North Carolina developed a reputation as a regional destination for adults who want to marry children. Wow. How swell is that? State lawmakers are passing a bill that could dampen the state's appeal as the go-to place to bring in children to marry them, but still leave it short of the national push to... But I don't even begin to understand this. The national age is 18, which is ridiculously young to be married, period. This legislation for North Carolina raises the minimum age from 14 to 16?
Mm-hmm. I think 16 is a little closer to what it is in most states. And, think about it. Think about how many teen brides there are. This is not like the days gone by. There are still a lot of people who get married. In fact,
The trafficking, though, like that's really, parents,
100%,
selling underage kids. There was a guy in this North Carolina story. They were digging through all the different records of how many people were underage who had applied for marriage licenses. And there was like some 17-year-old girl with a 49-year-old guy. Yeah. I mean, it's so creepy and dangerous for these girls. I hope this passes.
But
I
now,
went to Catholic
this...
high school. And just real quick, this is a crazy story, but it doesn't take long. I went to Catholic school. And we had this girl that I actually went to grade school with and into high school with who wanted to get married when she was going to our high school. And it became a big thing, by the way. It was on, like, national TV, like, a lot of, like, the TV talk show hosts. Like, I can't remember if it was, like, Jenny Jones or, like, people picked up
on
this.
Who did she
want
to marry?
Some guy who was, like, 23. She was 16. And legally, she could. She could get married legally. But the school said if she chose to get married that they would ask her to leave. And they said, we have a right. We're a private institution to not have you here, essentially. And so she was fighting. And I believe she got Gloria Allred involved to try to fight my school to see if she could continue to go to high school there and get married. And eventually the Catholic school won because they have the right to set their rules as they want to. But
it was a huge story.
Yeah. But isn't that crazy? Wow. She was 16, wanted to marry a 23-year-old, and she did, and left the school. And her parents were fine. They signed off on it. I used to sit behind him in church. I think they got divorced shortly thereafter, but it was...
What a shock.
So in this legislation, you have to be within 4 years, if you marry a 16-year-old, you can't be older than 20. So that's changed. What were you talking about? This guy that was 49 that came to marry a 17-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
How do
that's
you meet
the
these kids? How do these people?
Oh, it's a lot of them are shopped.
Online.
What do you mean shopped?
They're being trapped.
Like how you buy a
sex
tractor?
Trafficking.
You buy a wife?
Absolutely.
In America?
What do you in North Carolina? That's what this story is about. This is literally happening. All these people are coming from, I don't have the story in front of me anymore, so they're coming from other states. They're coming from Georgia.
Georgia, Kentucky, South Carolina, Tennessee.
Yeah, they're all going to North Carolina because the laws are so easy there to marry a child.
What in
the That's why
world?
They're trying to change it.
What in the world? Okay, well, as long as we're thinking about this, Bob Dylan's being sued by somebody for underage manipulation in 1965, sexually abusing a 12-year-old in 1965. How many years ago is that? He was not much more than 12 then himself. How old is Bob Dylan?
65? No, he was a full-on adult. He's 80 years old now.
Yeah.
He was fully an adult in 65.
12-year-old girl, according to a lawsuit that was filed. So why now, I guess, is the question. This was at the Chelsea Hotel, where lots of really awkward stuff took place. Anyway, the documents show Dylan exploited his status as a musician to provide drugs and alcohol to this girl. Let's see here. She's 56 years old now. The New York Child Victims Act passed in 2019 opened up a window for people who claim they were abused as children to file lawsuits against their abuser, even though their allegations would otherwise be too old to prosecute. See, how do you do that now? All this does is besmirch the guy. I'm not going to claim that he didn't do it, because I'm sure he was capable of doing it. But at this point, what do you get out of it?
I mean, naturally, his lawyer came out strong and denied it and said that he would fight this to the end and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, weird. I've been in the Chelsea Hotel. It's still the strangest place I've ever been in my life. It just, I would not be surprised if there was a random 12-year-old girl whose parents or mother or somebody lived in the hotel. I feel like, I don't know about the sexual stuff, but in terms of access to drugs and alcohol, it's the Chelsea Hotel. It's like a vending machine for every horrible thing that you would want to do to yourself. So, yeah, I would believe all of that. I just don't know, you know, obviously none of us were there, so we don't know what the extent of the sexual allegations are. But, it's a very, very weird place.
It's very weird indeed. Okay, if your coffee doesn't taste good, climate change is the problem, ladies. You're drinking, you both don't drink a lot of coffee now, right?
What? I totally drink coffee.
Yeah, but how much do you drink?
I don't know.
Jen drinks it every day, right?
Yeah.
I don't drink it every day because I can't metabolize it well, so I enjoy like a cold brew on the weekends.
Are you drinking it now, Jennifer?
I was, but I finished my first cup. I'll have another cup or two when I get to the other job.
Mm-hmm. So here it is. This is something, I guess, I don't know.
So wait, why does coffee not taste as good now?
We're importing more coffee from Vietnam because coffee that comes from Jamaica and the islands in the Caribbean are having a tough time. The weather there the last few years with all the storms and stuff have made growing coffee very difficult. So now there's this new focus on Vietnam coffee. It's grown at lower altitudes. And so it's not, for whatever the reason, it has affected the taste of the beans. This is the same as wine. I don't see where there's any big news here. Anything
100%.
That comes out of the soil, no matter where it is, the corn that I grow in my soil could taste different than the corn that somebody grows 3 miles away in another field. It doesn't, I don't see this as a big deal.
Well, and it also depends on the weather, the heat, the cold, the climate. Soil,
coffee is so temperamental. Coffee, in, you know, like grapes on a vine, very, very temperamental, and the climate, you know, really affects
all
people
this
who are
is,
real coffee drinkers. They have a certain altitude that they like.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
climate change.
This is becoming like a religion. Everybody who wants to blame everything, let's blame it on climate change. And there's nothing new here. This is since things have started growing. Everything tastes differently depending on what the soil conditions are. If you want to blame somebody, blame Monsanto for messing up the soil, not only in our country, but around the world. That's really what those are the culprits, not whether we have this climate or that climate. It just becomes old. Frankly, listening to all this stuff. Now, here, one other thing that I wanted to kind of crank on is Barbara Streisand. Now, after how many years since the Gaga Bradley Cooper stars was it, 3-4 years ago? How long ago did that movie come
2018.
Out? Okay. So now Streisand, who is in the other version of A Star is Born, or one of the other versions, is taking a shot at Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Yeah, I know. It's very weird, because when it came out, she was like, she was all, you know, praised it, and now, I guess in this new interview, she said that she had heard that when it was going to be redone, that it was going to star Will Smith and Beyonce, so she thought that that was kind of like an interesting new twist on it, but then it ended up being, I guess, very similar to, I never saw the one that she was in. I've only seen the current, you know, Gaga, Bradley Cooper.
Okay, our Zodiac Magic broadcast is not really a broadcast, it's a podcast. Have you heard the story? Astrologer Laura Banks and psychic Mary O'Malley join me to talk about relationships, things that will help you at work, things that will help you on vacation, things that will help you. It's really great for relationships and intimacy to know how the calendar affects you. And I give Victoria a lot of credit for this, because she's the one who
encouraged... I can tell you in my calendar, there are a few days you'd like to avoid me.
Yeah. But this is some... Victoria thought this would be a great thing to do, to specifically deal with how to help people day to day. And so that's what it's about. Every week you get the Monday through Friday deal, or actually all 7 days. And then Mary O'Malley, who is one of the best psychics I've ever come across, has some great experiences to talk about, out-of-body experiences, lots of information about how she gets the messages and what the messages are. So check it all out. Zodiac Magic is the podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a washcloth 2-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. 6-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Three past the hour now in the DJV program, our weekly visit with a magical person, someone that is known the world over as a helper. He's been an actor. He's done all kinds of, I don't know, though. Television personality is probably a better description than actor, although you've been in a couple of movies, Uri Geller, haven't you? Seems to me.
Yeah, that's amazing that you know this, because I've been asked to, I kind of play myself in a certain films. So I believe it or not, this is really strange, but I was even asked to play God in a comedy
really?
Film.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Believe it
yeah.
or not, I played in a Dutch film. I played in a British film. And, you know, I know I'm showing off a little here, but my name is mentioned constantly in Netflix series.
Yeah.
So for me, it's a huge kind of honor to be mentioned in very successful Netflix series. And, you know, the biggest thing was The Matrix, when Keanu Reeves walks into the Oracle and he learns how to bend a spoon from a young child. So I'm thinking, my goodness, I can't believe it, but I originated this. I started spoon bending. Wow. So... yep, there you go. You know,
so with you, where does reality leave off and make-believe begin? This whole business of people see you when you bend a spoon. People see you when you bend a key. People see you when you make clocks work. People understand when you say, the washing machine is broken, I want it to work. Some people say, this guy's messing with my brain. How does he do this?
It's funny that you brought up the messing with my brain, because I was asked today about autism. They're trying to pass, it's like the parliament in England.
Yes.
Has said that to allow hypnotists to perform on a stage. And I say no. Hypnotism should stay in the hands of professionals who've studied hypnotism. Myself, I used to be a hypnotist. God, I used to make people eat onions. I made them boil and take their clothes off telling them that they're flying over the equator. It was just, and then I realized, hey, I can't mess with people's minds for entertainment. So I'm very much against it now. So this is a big debate in Israel now, whether you're allowed to hypnotize on stage or not. I don't know the laws in America. Do you know by any chance?
Yeah, you can do that sort of thing. There are people who get hypnotized on stage. Yeah, yeah. I'm surprised you haven't done it when you were here, did so much. You were, for years and years and years, a staple on the stage in America with all sorts of fantastic stuff. And I'm surprised nobody asked you to do that.
Yeah, nobody. So, Dougie, next week, I know we are always running out of time because my time with you is quite short. I would like to talk about extraterrestrials. It's a big thing now in around the world.
It's everywhere.
The Pentagon.
Oh, yeah, Pentagon, there was a special... There was a special on PBS the other night delving into, with a lot of the pictures, trying to get people to understand, or are they really? Are we being played with? You know, that's the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Do these people that come from other planets, whatever these beings are they playing with our minds? Never mind you screwing with our minds. Are aliens screwing with our minds?
Yeah, well, I believe that aliens are around. They are positive. They are not a negative race, let's call it that. Because otherwise they would have destroyed us a long, long time ago. I mean, if they can move in such speeds, they are so sophisticated with their technology that it's really incredible. And I think, look, that next week we'll talk about what happened at the Lawrence Livermore Radiation Lab, where I was tested. That's the place where they build nuclear bombs. And I'll tell you what extraterrestrial influence was in that laboratory. You'll freak out.
Well, the more and more around us, that's for sure. Uri Geller, his book, Learn to Douse, is available online at Amazon, at urigeller.com, URIGELLER. Check out his museum as well. Plan a trip. You ought to go. I think Israel is a fabulous country. Go over there and take it all in. Plenty of Americans are interested in what's going on in that museum because there's a lot of America in that museum. It's all Uri Geller, and much of him is America. So it's something to look forward to. URIGELLER, urigeller.com. Here at 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.